Yes, greetings to you all in Jesus' name. This is Daniel King again with the Daily Inspiration. Would just like to share with you some more thoughts along the same lines as I shared yesterday. I've been thinking a lot and studying a lot on some of the prophecies in end times. I do believe that we are in end times. Just had a message today in church about end time prophecy and some of the things that are written in the book of Revelation. And some of those things are a bit of a mystery yet. However, I do believe that we can glean much from it. And we can learn much from it, even though the picture might not be totally clear. I believe there's lots that we can assume as truth, even though the picture might not be fully painted. I do believe that the paintings that are there, or the pieces of the puzzle that are already there, can be used as truth, and we can already build and integrate it into our lives. So that would be my encouragement. I would like to read along the lines here, or speak a little bit along the lines of a theme that I am noticing coming across in Scripture. And I would like to just say that I myself, I'm not sure if I have a clear vision on exactly what it all means or where I stand on this subject. However, I am, along with all my fellow humans on this earth, you know, I have to give an account someday for my actions. And therefore, it is something that I spend a lot of time thinking about and wondering after. So I have noticed already that God, in the story of the rich man and Lazarus, the error of the rich man was the fact that he had means to provide and give, but would not give those means. And also in the story there of David and Bathsheba, when Nathan came to him, the story was given of a man who had lots of sheep, and when it came to making a sacrifice, he opted to steal the sheep from the person who had very little and to make a sacrifice. And so there is a danger that I feel that our eyes should not be blinded to, and our hearts should not be closed to, and that is the danger of living with an excess and lots of resources. And it struck me so much here in reading Jeremiah 51 and then again in Revelation 17. And I would just like to take some time here to read some of these verses to bring them to our attention. I am not exactly sure what the Babylon is of today, but it does appear that when Jeremiah was written, that it was written specifically for Babylon back in that day. The Babylonians had come and laid siege on Jerusalem and taken a lot of the children, a lot of the Jews captive. And Nebuchadnezzar was one of the kings at that time. But there's a judgment here that is spoken over Babylon by the Lord, and Jeremiah was the prophet, the mouthpiece that spoke these words, and you can read it in Jeremiah chapter 51. So what I would like to say here, I would like to first draw out a few parallels that I see that strikes me as we live today in a land of plenty, and all the parallels I would like to draw here between Babylon and America. And I am going to fall short of saying that America is Babylon of today's age. I am not saying that because I do not feel like I have the authority to say that. I do not know that it's clear enough, but I do believe in the last days there will be a Babylon that is making the nations drunk with her wine. And whether that's America or not, I am not saying. Maybe it's even a system. It might not be even a specific nation or country. But I would just like to, nonetheless, I would like to bring a few things to our attention. It says here in chapter 51 of Jeremiah, it says, "Thus saith the Lord, behold, I will raise up against Babylon and against them that dwell in the midst of them that rise up against me a destroying wind. And I will send unto Babylon fanners that shall fan her and shall empty her land. For in the day of trouble they shall be against her round about." And I can't help but wonder, this obviously happened to Babylon, but I can't help but think that in the late 1940s, if I have these dates right, prayer was taken out of the schools. Things like the Ten Commandments came under attack, and they were taken out of our schools here in this nation. And that is the same year that they took prayer out is when the national debt began. And today it is an overwhelming number. It is at the point where there has to be some decisions made in our capital by this fall as to whether they will keep on borrowing money or whether they will try to pay off this debt. If they do decide they will not borrow more money, it will mean some changes for the American people, because in the last number of years, our government was borrowing money and thus living the people are living above their means. So the circumstances are a bit grim for our country, and I am not here to be a grim sayer, as they say, but at the same time, I think it's good if we're realistic and we recognize the state that we're in. So it's talking about sending people into our land to empty our land. And I can't help but wonder, there are a lot of people from other countries that are coming into our land and who are living off of welfare and who are collecting money from the government through welfare and all kinds of other government programs, and are then sending the money back home to their families back home in other countries. And so I feel like that part is... that little scripture there is, I'm just drawing out a few things here that are actually happening. And it also says that in this scripture, Jeremiah 51, it talks about men that are going to come into the country. And it says in verse 14, "The Lord of hosts hath sworn by himself, saying, surely I will fill thee with men as with caterpillars, and thou shalt lift up a shout against thee." And I feel like there has been a lot of people that have come into our country that are not necessarily rooting or in favor of our country. And so... the other thing I would like to point out is that verse 42, it says, "The sea is come up upon Babylon, and she is covered with the multitude of the ways thereof." It says, "Her cities are a desolation." And I had to think of the city down south, escaped my mind right now, but it's the city down there that was, that a hurricane came and the waves washed in, and actually the whole city was flooded. It was a city there in Louisiana. Sorry, I can't think of the name right now, but I think you know which city I mean. And the region roundabout was just covered with flood. The city was actually below sea level, and the waves from the sea came in. And I also had to think of last year as the hurricane, how that the Atlantic Ocean came in upon New York City. And so I had to think of that when I was reading these verses, how that there's a lot of parallels, but probably the biggest parallel, the most astounding thing, is that America, with all its delicacies and with all of its living sumptuously and living richly, is what is, if you read Jeremiah 51, it really comes out there how that Babylon is a nation who has lived very richly. And I can't help but think of that when I think about America. So I would like to continue with some more thoughts. I realize this is a bit of a weighty subject, but I felt like there has to be some kind of a voice here bringing to our attention the need to flee Babylon and to not get caught up in the dangers of it. And what I mean by that is it seems like there are lots of Christians who are living this type of life. And, you know, I'm preaching to myself here this morning, but my burden is that there are lots of people who are living above their means. They're living very wealthy lives, while there are others in this world who are starving and dying because of lack of food. And there are others in this world with all kinds of needs, whether it's spiritual, whether it's emotional, or physical. I feel like God has not left the rich man unpunished. He has not left Babylon unpunished back then. He has not left Sodom and Gomorrah unpunished. And I can't help but wonder how America will go unpunished. And I know these are things that are not the easiest to think about, but at the same time, I feel like we have to be realistic in the day and age that we're living in. And it says in verse 45, it says, "My people, go ye out of the midst of her, and deliver ye every man his soul from the fierce anger of the Lord." And that is just one verse, but there's a lot of verses here that are talking about fleeing Babylon. And I can't help but wonder that the wine, that it says that there's a certain wine that Babylon was making all the nations drunk with. And as I have, the little I have traveled around the world, I'm noticing that American trends, American culture is penetrating almost every country around the world. And the way it's happening is through the television and the internet, and they're copying off of Hollywood and the movie stars from America, and they are embracing that lifestyle in other countries. And I can't help but wonder if that is not what it means when it says that they are influencing every nation around the whole world with the wine of her fornication. So those are just some thoughts, food for thought. I wouldn't mind speaking some more on this subject. I feel like I don't have enough of absolutes, but there are a few things here that I think are absolutes that we can learn from and be prepared as we are facing the future. I feel like we're in it together here. And so God bless you, and I hope to speak some more on this.